Our scripture this morning come from three different places. To begin with, we'll be reading from Luke chapter 6, 43 to 45. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. A tree is identified by its fruit. Figs are never gathered from thorn bushes, and grapes are not picked from bramble bushes. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. And from Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Our sermon is titled, What Kind of Tree Are You? Now, when I was a kid, I would often go with my best friend Kathy to Kiwanis Park in London. You're probably, maybe, familiar with it. We would ride our bikes there, and we'd bring some snacks, and we would spend the entire day in the park. And our favorite thing to do was to climb this big old tree that stood beside the creek. And one of the branches of that tree hung over the creek. And so my friend and I, we would climb out on the branch, and we would spend a good chunk of our day just letting our feet dangle over the water. It was so peaceful, the sound of the water bubbling through the little rocks and things, and distance, you could hear birds singing. And time always seemed to move slowly while we sat there. And usually then suddenly the hour was upon us when we were supposed to already be home. I didn't know then what the Bible had to say about trees planted along the water. But now, when I read Psalm 1, I think about that tree. It was tall and strong and safe and very leafy and healthy. And when kids weren't climbing in it, it was often full of birds. Does it excite you to know that God says that you can be like that tree? Strong and steady and fruitful, with your roots growing deep into the love of God and drinking from all that the Spirit carries to your roots. Ephesians 3:17 describes our roots as growing down into God's love and keeping us strong. Jesus says, a good tree bears good fruit. The tree in the park was a maple, so it didn't have the kind of fruit that you could pick and eat, but it was still fruitful. It always had an abundance of maple keys in season, which Kathy and I would helicopter down into the water below. I do wonder how many trees we planted along that riverbank. Considering a tree's fruitfulness, how much effort does a tree have to exert to produce fruit? Have you ever seen the branches quivering with effort to pop out a little fruit? No. The tree effortlessly produces fruit because of the conditions that it is in. And the same is true for Christians. The condition of our heart determines our fruit production. So when we stay rooted in God's love, and we bask in the sunlight of God's presence, and we receive the nutrients from the Holy Spirit, our hearts will be healthy, and we will automatically produce fruit, good fruit. Now, the better that we are at maintaining those conditions, the more fruit we produce. And what fruit are we talking about? Well, the list was given to us in Galatians 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These fruits are produced in our lives when we have a healthy heart, automatically. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. But also, according to Jesus, an evil heart or a bad tree also produces fruit. It's bad fruit. And Galatians gives us this list as well. Things like sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, and a few more traits. How do we know what kind of heart we have? Well, in Matthew 7:16, Jesus says, "You will know them by their fruit." So we can identify a person's heart by what they produce in their life. And so it is also true that we can determine the state of our own heart by looking to see what we produce in our life. So compare the two lists in Galatians, and what are you producing in your life? Is it love and peace and patience? Or is it quarreling and jealousy and anger? The fruit gives it away. Jesus also said, "What you say flows from what is in your heart." So our words will also give us a clue as to the condition of our heart. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." In fact, the book of Proverbs has over 50 specific mentions of the tongue or words, and then a bunch more that reference the mouth and the lips. So it's probably worth it to take a little moment to reflect on what are the kinds of things that we say. Do we speak words that are helpful and encouraging and full of hope? Or are our words hurtful and angry and full of discontent? It won't take long, if you're honest with yourself, to determine the condition of your own heart, to determine what kind of tree you are. Now, perhaps you realize that your heart is good. Even though there might be areas that are still needing a little maturing in, overall, you're headed in the right direction. You find yourself grounded in God's love, maybe even overwhelmed by the revelation of just how much God loves you. And you look at the fruit of your life and you say, yes, there is a lot of love and peace and joy and patience and all the rest. And some may be more bountiful than others, but they're all there and they're growing. When you compare yourself to the you of 10 years ago, you look and see this visible improvement in your fruitfulness. If this is you, keep going. Stay the course. Continue to grow deep roots in God's love. Continue to bask in His presence. Continue to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And know that God is pleased and smiles upon you. But suppose you analyze your fruit and your words and you discover there is a lot of strife and anger and discontentment and unrest and pain and lust for the things of the world and other fruits like that. Then you also can be delighted because your story isn't over. And today you have found yourself at a crossroads where you can make a decision to be different, to live differently. I mean, God is the master of restoration and new beginnings. So we acknowledge that where you are today is not where you want to be tomorrow. And that opens the door for God's incredible love and power to give you new life. So be excited for that. And don't put yourself under condemnation for your past. All is forgiven in Christ. Heaven rejoices when we repent. That is, when we turn away from our wrong ways and turn back toward God. Paul, the Apostle Paul, writes in Romans 12, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Now, as beautiful as the tree analogy is, it has one major shortcoming. In nature, a tree cannot change its location. It cannot uproot itself and move to the river. But we can be replanted. God can replant us alongside the river's edge. And he does. When we delight ourselves in him, when we meditate upon his word, when we live by the two simple commands, love God and love others, and we exercise this as a way of life, God moves us to the river's edge, where we have a steady supply of the nutrients carried to us by the Holy Spirit. And we become like that good tree that we read of in Psalms 1. May you go from this place remembering the words of Christ, that a good tree bears good fruit. And what fills the heart shapes the words and actions of our lives. May God fill your heart with goodness, grace, and truth, so that your words bring encouragement and your actions reflect love, and your lives bear witness to God's transforming power. Go now rooted in God's love, nourished by God's word, and strengthened by the Holy Spirit. May your lives overflow with the good treasure of God's grace, bringing hope and blessing wherever you go. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.